The 5 major seizures made by the command in 1 month included 40 liters of petroleum product, 300 bags of foreign parboiled rice, 348 soaps of assorted kinds, and used tires valued at over 2 million naira. The smugglers were intercepted on 3 major water routes, namely Gbado Creek, Yekeme Creek, and Yekeme Pashi axis. Addressing newsmen, the Comptroller Western Marine Command, Comptroller Sarekin Kebi, assured Nigerians that the issue of smuggling will soon be history, as his highly motivated officers are involved in 24-hour patrol of both land and sea borders within its operational area.
This is just one of the results of that information that we always gather. Then at the right time, we apprehended them and brought them here. This is pure economic sabotage.
He explained why the command is giving priority to rice.
We are very serious about rice smuggling. We will never allow rice smuggling to continue in the waters because it affects our economy and it affects the health of Nigerians as well. Because this rice may have expired. They normally use the warehouses in the neighboring countries to rebag them. And a lot of people are eating this rice and they are getting sick every day.
According to Sarki Kebi, in recent times, the smugglers have shifted attention to the waters, unknown to them that his men are everywhere.
Very soon, when our single vessel is commissioned, we will be getting suspect because they cannot jump into the high sea and disappear. So they have to surrender themselves to us. We don't have any suspect for now because once our officers are approaching, they normally abandon their boats and run into the creeks and run into the water and disappear.
He said to further strengthen surveillance in the waterways, the command decided to put into use its seagoing vessels, the Customs Pride and Group of Nine, as soon as possible. Comptroller Saki Kebi, who vowed that the service was ready now more than ever before to block revenue loopholes, advised smugglers to desist from their evil ways. Otherwise, they will be caught and made to face the law.